Talking medication labels. So how do you ensure you're complying with the medication regime you've been given when you cannot read the standard print labels provided by chemists? Braille is certainly an alternative and works great for those that can read it, provided the pharmacist doesn't put a printed label over the top of it. I came across talking medication labels while involved with the RNIB's Losing Patients campaign a couple of years ago and was struck by their potential. Talking medication labels are approximately 7 by 5 centimetres and approximately 1 centimetre deep. They remind me of the old Swan Vesta matchboxes, though of course are a little larger. Those I have come across are white with a big green button in the middle, which you press to activate, and are reusable, re-recordable. Talking medication labels should be available from any issuing pharmacy, as they have a legal obligation to provide information in accessible formats. However, to the best of my knowledge, Boots the Chemist are the only ones that have actively offered them. The process is that once you're issued with your prescription, you take it to the chemist, and if you want a talking medication label, you will have to ask them, Boots in this case, to order them, as they can take about 3 weeks to come through. Therefore, you might wish to advise your branch in advance that you will in future need them in preparation for the next time that you take a prescription in. Once the branch has them, the pharmacist will record the details exactly as they would appear on the printed label, which they would then still stick on the box for cited use. This is a sample of how one might sound.
Diamox SR capsules, 250 milligrams, 30 capsules, one to be taken twice a day, or as per ophthalmology, may cause drowsiness. If affected, do not drive or operate machinery. Swallowed whole, not to be chewed. Keep out of children's reach. Date, 23rd September.
Considering that was the first time she ever recorded a talking label, I was quite impressed with how well that pharmacist did. You should be aware that you should have one for each piece of medication. And so, for example, at one time, I had two boxes of the dreaded Diamox tablets and therefore had one for each box along with others for each of the other medication I took. When you need a repeat prescription or your medication changes, you should take the talking medication label with you to the chemist, where they will record the new details of your latest prescription onto the label. As I mentioned, service user providers have an obligation under the Equality Act to provide us with information in our preferred formats, and I would argue that if they issue us with a script without one, that is an unsafe dispense, and if one is discharged from hospital, I would suggest that this is also an unsafe discharge if they give you medication without the label. As how do you know which medication to take when? And surely they are therefore failing in their duty of care. The example probably familiar to many of you will be that I had two lots of drops to take twice a day and one lot at night only. As the boxes and bottles are the same size and shape, how do I know the difference? I would suggest that this might be one of the reasons why so many people appear to be readmitted to hospital with non-compliance of medication issues. While blister packs, etc., might work for some medications and is another expensive alternative solution, it doesn't work with all medicines and is often difficult to get a GP to authorise. Boots have almost tried to backtrack, though, they don't actively promote the talking medication labels because of concerns about the expense, but hopefully anyone using them will demonstrate a responsible approach and return any when necessary or if no longer required. If you have any difficulty obtaining the talking medication labels, which I have to say I was lucky in the pharmacist that I got, went away and looked into it and came back to me, please contact the RNIB to let them know, as they can possibly help you challenge any refusal to provide them. And likewise, if you can get them anywhere else other than Boots, do let us know, as I would love to promote any positive examples and companies which can also show others that it can be done.